A havoc of scrap and rubble littered the alley. Worn bicycle tires and bottles with peeled labels. Ripped-up magazines and yellowed newspapers all scattered amid a pile of bricks and slabs of cement. A rusted cast-iron stove with a gaping hole on its side tilted against a wall. But there were two things amid the garbage that I couldn't stop looking at. One was the blue kite resting against the wall close to the cast-iron stove. The other was Hassan's brown corduroy pants thrown on a heap of eroded bricks. I don't know, Wally was saying. My father says it's sinful. He sounded unsure, excited, scared, all at the same time. Hassan lay with his chest pinned to the ground. Kamal and Wally each gripped an arm, twisted and bent at the elbow so that Hassan's hands were pressed to his back. Asif was standing over them, the heel of his snow boots crushing the back of Hassan's neck. Your father won't find out, Asif said. And there's nothing sinful about teaching a lesson to a disrespectful donkey. I don't know, Wally muttered. Suit yourself, Asif said. He turned to Kamal. What about you? It's just a Hazara, Asif said. But Kamal kept looking away. Fine, Asif snapped. All I want you weaklings to do is hold him down. Can you manage that? Wally and Kamal nodded. They looked relieved. Asif knelt behind Hassan and put his hands on Hassan's hips and lifted his bare buttocks. He kept one hand on Hassan's back and undid his own belt buckle with his free hand. He unzipped his jeans and dropped his underwear. He positioned himself behind Hassan. Hassan didn't struggle. He didn't even whimper. He moved his head slightly and I caught a glimpse of his face. I saw the resignation in it. It was a look I'd seen before. It was the look of the lamb. Tomorrow is the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, the last month of the Muslim calendar, and the first of 3 days of Eid al-Adha, or Eid al-Qurban as Afghans call it, a day to celebrate how the Prophet Ibrahim almost sacrificed his own son for God. Baba has handpicked the sheep again this year, a powder white one with crooked black ears. We all stand in the backyard, Hassan, Ali, Baba and I. The mullah recites the prayer and rubs his beard. Baba mutters, get on with it, under his breath. He sounds annoyed with the endless praying, the ritual of making the meat halal. Baba mocks the story behind this Eid, like he mocks everything religious. But he respects the tradition of Eid al-Qurban. The custom is to divide the meat in thirds, one for the family, one for friends, and one for the poor. Every year, Baba gives it all to the poor. The rich are fat enough already, he says. The mullah finishes the prayer. Amin. He picks up the kitchen knife with the long blade. The custom is to not let the sheep see the knife. Ali feeds the animal a cube of sugar, another custom to make death sweeter. The sheep kicks, but not much. The mullah grabs it under its jaw and places the blade on its neck. Just a second before he slices the throat in one expert motion, I see the sheep's eyes. It's a look that will haunt my dreams for weeks. I don't know why I watch this yearly ritual in our backyard. My nightmares persist long after the bloodstains on the grass have faded. But I always watch. I watch because of that look of acceptance in the animal's eyes. Absurdly, I imagine the animal understands. I imagine the animal sees that its imminent demise is for a higher purpose. This is the look.